without doing it, without putting your butt in your seat or your toes on the dance floor or whatever it is you need to do, it'll never exist. No one can tell the story you will tell. No one has your thoughts. No one has your experiences. No one can be the storyteller you are. And even if you think that you cannot tell stories, I'm here to tell you, you absolutely can. Hello and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. On the show, I interview peak performing innovators in the creative, social impact, and earth conservation spaces. I also bring you ideas and techniques that you can grab and use to set goals, create, and unlock your potential for changing yourself and the world. And now let's get to the show. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Innovative Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Isolde Trachtenberg. I am super excited. Today is the day. It is finally the day. And if you're listening to this after August 9th, 2022, then the day was a while ago, but it is the day that my book, Die by the Sword, which is the first book in the Cassie Belmont Tarot Reader Mystery Series. And I'm holding up, if you're watching this, I'm holding up the actual author's proof, which is why there's a gray line here. It comes out today. And I am ridiculously excited. And a couple days ago, Miranda Roldan and I, Miranda is a beta reader for the book. She's such a supporter of my writing and my work. She's also the inspiration for Cassie Belmont in many ways. Her way of moving through the world, her look, is the inspiration for the main character. And she graciously agreed to be the cover model for the cover of the book. So she and I just did kind of an AMA thing the other day on Facebook Live and on Instagram Live, where we talked about the writing process, the character building process, how she as an actor builds a character, how I built the characters in the book, my inspirations for the various characters and all of this other stuff. And it was so much fun. And I have to say that this whole thing is, it's been a labor of both love and sometimes terror. And any writer will tell you that there comes a point in the creativity and the creation in the writing process where you look at the book or the work you're writing and go, holy crap, I am not writer enough to do this work justice. Like, no matter what I try, I can't tell the tale that I hear inside my head. And I'm here to tell you, try, do it. Absolutely. If you need to make the work of art, make the work of art. In Letters to a Young Poet, Rilke said, "The only test of a work of art is did you need to create it?" And Zachary Slingsby, who was just on the show on Monday, he said that quote to me and it reminded me and I went, yes, absolutely. So let me repeat it for you because it's important. The only test of a work of art is did you need to create it? And if you did, if you needed to create that work of art, then by gum, do whatever it takes, move whatever mountains you need to move to create that work of art. Without doing it, without putting your butt in your seat or your toes on the dance floor or whatever it is you need to do, it'll never exist. No one can tell the story you will tell. No one has your thoughts. No one has your experiences. No one can be the storyteller you are. And even if you think that you cannot tell stories, I'm here to tell you, you absolutely can. Tell the story you want to tell. Tell the story you need to tell. That is the most important message for this admittedly short little episode. If you are interested in telling a story, if you are incapable of not telling the story, then start writing, start from a prompt word, start with any beginning sentence. Heck, if you can't think of a first sentence, because that gives people a lot of trepidation and fear, start with the second sentence, come back and write the first sentence later. And in fact, here, I'll give you a first sentence. The shadows moved. That's it. You don't even need any more than that. Or you might say, he separated himself from the shadows and walked toward her. There, that's a great first line of anything. Go ahead and write something from that. I give it to you. Have at it. Enjoy. Why? Because again, no one's going to tell your story like you tell it. And I am celebrating today. I feel like I need to have a glass of champagne. I have a glass of chai tea, but regardless, I feel like when you finish, when you go through the process of telling a story and you release it into the world, it's not yours anymore. It's everyone's, right? Everyone will have, if you read this book, you're going to have your own perspective on what it means to you, because your own thoughts, your own ideas, your own experiences will color what you take away from the book, what will stand out to you, what will sort of fade in the background, what will take you by surprise, what will shock you, what will amaze you. It will be different for every single person who reads it. And I love that about stories. The story you hear, the story you read is not the story that I read or hear, because it's different. You come to it with your own experiences. So I wanted to say that and encourage you to tell your tale and then find amazing people to collaborate with. This book, no story like this is done in a vacuum. I am not alone in the creation of this work. I could not have gotten there without Miranda being the cover model and also a beta reader, and Magdalena Attic not creating this amazing cover. She's done 3 of my book covers now, and she's incredible, as you can tell if you see the book cover. It's incredible to have people who believe in you enough to work with you, I have to say. If you're an independent writer or speaker, you have more work to do for sure, because you have to be your own marketer. You have to be your own PR person. You have to find the talent you're going to work with. You're going to need to find beta readers to read your book and to give you honest feedback in a way that we'll talk about what works and what doesn't work. It is so important to find the people who are willing to work with you and to be that team, that group of sage, wise guides to help you on the way. And so I wanted to thank all the people who have been involved in making this book a dream come true. It's available today. You can go to isoldatauthor.com/die-by-the-sword. And you can find out all about the book. You can see all my inspirations for the different characters. I actually put pictures of the person that inspires the character in front of me when I'm writing about the characters so that I can always have them in my mind. Sometimes I even will go and listen to YouTube videos or watch YouTube videos of how they move and what they say and how they say it, because I want to have their body language, their perspective, their ideas infused into the character that they inspired. So you can do that. You can do that yourself. You can start telling the story, but really don't make it harder on yourself than you have to. Get all the resources you need in order to tell the best tale you can tell. Now, obviously don't plagiarize and don't take anybody else's copyright, but feel free to get inspired by telling your own words, telling your own story. Feel free to get inspired by whoever inspires you to tell the best tale you can tell. But I want to thank the people who were able to, and I'm going to put the cover of the book in the show notes so you can see it, and a link to where you can buy the book on Amazon. And I'm doing a thing, by the way. There's a little bonus thing. If you buy the book today, August 9th, 2022, if you buy the ebook, it's only 99 cents. Just today at midnight, it goes up again to a different price. But if you buy it today and you send me a screenshot of your receipt for having bought it, you are eligible to win a copy of the Practical Tarot deck. So you have your own very own Practical Tarot deck, which was designed to sort of go with the book. And it is the deck Cassie uses in the book, which is super fun. And also, if you buy 10 copies of the paperback, you are eligible to win the deck and a reading, a tarot reading from me, which is super fun. And one of the things that I this episode's becoming longer than I thought it would, but I'm going to talk about this anyway. One of the things that I've done over my life since I've been reading tarot for over 30 years professionally is I've kind of kept separate the tarot reading intuitive part of myself and the corporate speaker and trainer part of myself. And this book has allowed me to marry the two, because intuition is a gift we all share. We just have not honed it. And so I want to encourage you to follow your intuition. You get information from your subconscious every second of every day. It's giving you information. Some of it you pay attention to, a lot of it you don't pay attention to, but it's so important to pay attention. And so I'm not woo-woo, I'm not psychic, I'm not doing any of that. I am a highly intuitive reader who interprets symbols in the tarot deck to tell the stories that the cards tell me to tell. I am a storyteller. I tell the stories I see in the cards when I'm doing a reading, and I've done over 14,000 readings in my life, so I have been telling these stories for decades, and that's how you do it. It's not about being psychic. It's about telling the story you see in the symbols and the images of the cards, or at least that's how I do it. So I have denied, in many ways, not denied, but downplayed the tarot reading part of myself when I go to do corporate speaking engagements or corporate training. But I use my intuition in every single workshop I do, because I use it to connect with people. I use it to see where people are, to analyze very quickly and intuitively who's on board with me, who's not on board, who needs what. And I give them intuitively the very thing they need in order to blossom. That's what my job is as a corporate trainer and a communicator, is to stay open to my intuition. And the beauty of the tarot deck is that it is a focusing tool for that intuition. So no longer do I separate compartmentalize. That's the word. No longer do I compartmentalize those two parts of myself. Instead, they are together. I am an intuitive communicator. I am an intuitive reader. I am an intuitive storyteller. That's what I do. And that's what you can do too. Allow your intuition to guide you, and all things are possible. So that I wanted to say, but I also want to thank the people I am grateful for participating in helping me make this book, Die by the Sword, the first book in the Cassie Belmont Tarot Reader Mysteries novel, to actually come out today. So here it is. I'm grateful to a lot of people. My husband, Rich, for his love, humor, and support, and our two kitties. My beta readers, some of whom have read it multiple times. They gave me incredible and useful feedback, and here we go. I want to thank Dale Hodge, Kathy Zottman, Madeline Dinnerstein, Renee Camus Bradley, Sarah Young, Rosemary Milham, Adrian Adler Kerbel, Pierrette Pfluger, Dawn Gambone, Janine Bubli, and Kristen Hughes Evans. And also, incredibly grateful to Miranda Roldan, who pulled double duty, right? She is both a beta reader and she was the model for the cover. And if you've seen the cover, you will know she is gorgeous. Miranda, you are gorgeous. If you listen to this episode, stunningly beautiful. And then Magdalena Attic, who designed the gorgeous cover. And she takes my weird, meager little ideas and spins them into magic. She just does. She's incredible at it. I'm going to put links to her page and website, as well as Miranda's, in the show notes so you can find out more about them. Miranda's an amazing actor. If you are looking for an actor who is incredibly versatile, incredibly beautiful, and incredibly gifted as a performer, look no further than Miranda. I'm just going to say that there. I also want to thank Megan Vasilis, Sergio Giovanni, and Alan Fessenden, and Lisa Robinson, for being such steadfast partners in the Vegan Writers of New York City. It's a group I started about a year ago to get writers together to help each other come along as writers, to grow, to strive, to achieve, and to publish work. And they inspire me to write better and be better all the time. And we're also in a podcast together called State of the Arts, Megan and Alan and Sergio and I. And that podcast is coming at you soon. We're super excited to talk about arts and the state of the arts as writers, artists, and creatives. I have to say that writing a mystery, it takes a certain amount of hubris, because are you going to tell a tale that's exciting and challenging and compelling and a page turner that will make people want to know more, to read further? What I can say is I tried and I hope I succeeded. But I stand on the shoulders of some giants. I've loved mysteries ever since I started reading, but I want to name the authors, the writers that I have loved almost my whole life. I remember English is my fourth language. So the first mysteries I read were not in my native tongue, because I never learned to read Russian when I was a kid, Russian being my first language. So I started reading when I was a kid, and I started reading mysteries like those, some of those written by Zilpha Keatley Snyder, which are mysteries, but young, middle grade and younger kind of mysteries, but also Nancy Drew, Dana Girls, and Trixie Belden. The authors of those books inspired in me a love of a good mystery tale. And some of the other mystery authors that I love are Dame Agatha Christie, Lee Child, Daphne du Maurier, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, Dashiell Hammett, Sue Grafton, Janet Evanovich, and P.D. James. And I have to say, I love how many of those writers are women. How cool is that? Women know how to tell a good tale. Woohoo! Anyway, I wanted to thank all of these people who have played an integral part in me being able to bring this book to fruition today. Die by the Sword, again, it's a labor of love, and I'm going to do something that's a little silly, but I'm going to do it anyway. I am going to read the back of the book to you, because it is fascinating to me. When you're writing a book, you don't think, oh, I'm going to have to write all of the promo material and all of the cover stuff and all of the stuff that I need to write in order to be able to read the book, sell the book, and talk about the book. It's bizarre. It's so bizarre to think about it in those terms that you're going to have to write all this stuff, and you're going to have to write a 2-page synopsis and a 100-word synopsis, and you're going to have to talk about it in a way that is intimate but also exciting. And so this is what I wrote about the book that sits on the back cover, and I want to read it to you because this is something that as a writer you have to do. So if you're a writer, if you're a storyteller, remember, not only will you have to write the actual words in the book, you will also have to write all of the materials about the book. If you're an independent author, if you're traditionally published, it's a little different. But if you're a writer and you're doing this as an independent project, you're going to have to do all of this. So I took this over 100,000 word book, 339 pages. Let's see, 339 page book, not a tiny book, and I had to turn it into this. Professional tarot reader Cassie Belmont consults with the Washington, D.C. police to rescue kidnapping victims. When police find a grisly murder scene that depicts one of her tarot cards, they bring Cassie in to shed light on the ghastly display and help catch the killer. When another tarot tableau turns up, Cassie realizes she's dealing with a brilliant psychopath whose work has only begun. Suspect's family, a sexy cop, a nosy reporter, and a tragedy from her past hamper Cassie's abilities. She'll have to rely on her wits, instincts, and strength to solve the murders before the killer strikes again. So you see, I took the entire book and I had to condense it down into these few words. You have to do that for every book you write. You have to be able to talk about it in such a way that when someone asks you, that you're able to say something like, the book is about Cassie Belmont, a professional tarot card reader who works with the DC police to solve crimes. When someone starts killing people and leaving them in tableaus that look like her own tarot cards, Cassie has to catch the killer before he strikes again. That's two sentences that describe the entire book. So you have to write the entire book, write the back matter, write the press releases, go on podcasts, write, if somebody's willing to let you, guest blog posts on other people's blogs, talking about your writing process, talking about the book. And then you have to get down to, this is a story about a professional tarot card reader who works with the police to solve crimes. And when someone starts killing people and leaving them in tableaus that look like her tarot cards, she has to catch the killer before he strikes again. Boom. Right? It becomes from hundreds of thousands of words to maybe 50. And you have to be able to do that. So bear that in mind as a guidepost, because when you're writing, having that two sentence or even one sentence tagline allows you to stay focused. It allows you to tell the story you're trying to tell and still maintain that laser focus and that excitement throughout. A lot of people have told me recently that this book is a page turner, and I love that. You want to tell a tale, any kind of tale, and make it exciting enough that people want to know what happens next. Now, at the end of this book, there's going to be a second one, right? And I have started that, and I've already started writing it, and I'm already building on what happened before to make this book even better, even bigger, even more exciting than the one I just finished. And that's what you're doing anytime you tell stories. Make it good, make it exciting, make it fantastic, make it compelling, make every story you tell a page turner, whether or not you're writing or speaking. Make it a page turner. That's the best thing I can tell you. All righty. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you want to know more about the book, you can get in touch. You can also check out the links to the Amazon page for getting the book, or to the actual isoldatauthor.com page for the book. And you can see the inspirations for the book. You can learn more. And remember, if you buy it today, just today, August 9th, 2022, and it's only 99 cents for the ebook, if you buy it today, you are eligible to win a copy of the Practical Tarot deck that I designed to go along with the book. And it's the deck that Cassie uses to actually read in the book. And if you buy 10 copies of the paperback of the book, not the ebook, but the paperback of the book, because they're going to make amazing holiday gifts. If you buy 10 copies, you're eligible to both win a copy of the tarot deck and a reading with me. Alrighty, until next time, I remind you to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you being here. Please subscribe to the podcast if you're new, and it would mean the world to me if you told a friend about it. Today's episode was produced by Isolde Trachtenberg and is copyright 2022. As always, please remember this is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Past performance does not guarantee future results, although we can always hope. Until next time, remember to be bold, be creative, and most of all, be kind. ¶¶